It's the Mornings with Ed show, a couple of minutes after 8 o'clock, and as I've been telling you all morning long, Chain Fest taking place on Saturday, May 23rd at the Five Point Amphitheater. Amazing bands. This is going to be just a treat for the ears and the senses, man. Jimmy Eat World, Taking Back Sunday, Annabelle, and I happen to be so fortunate to, on the line, have Chris Connolly from Saves the Day, who's also performing that day. Hey, Chris, how you doing this morning, man?
Hey, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Fantastic. Good to talk to you. Thanks for getting up early for us today. So what a lineup, man. What an amazing lineup this is going to be.
I know. It's going to be absolutely incredible. I think it's going to be a day to remember for sure. I'm really excited for it. I can't wait to watch all the bands, and I'm super excited to play.
Right. And as always, as is always the case, rockers come to the aid of those who need the most, man. And I should mention that 50 cents of each ticket goes to the Living the Dream Project. And that helps. It's a nonprofit that helps kids with life-threatening illnesses maintain hope. Can I talk to you as a fan for a second, man? Because I've been all over you since the beginning. All right, man. I've been all over
for
you since the very beginning. Now, when you released your first album, you were still in high school?
Yeah, we recorded that over the winter break of our senior year of high school. The drummer and I were seniors at Princeton Day School, and we had, you know, about 2 weeks off in December of 1997, and we went and recorded it and then went back to school and finished up the year, graduated high school, and then went on our very first U.S. tour with the hardcore band Bane. And then at the end of that tour in August, the album finally came out.
Yeah.
We recorded it in high school, and we got signed when we were juniors, and, recorded it in senior year. And then as soon as we, threw off that graduation cap, we hit the road.
Now, born and raised in New Jersey, obviously. And tell me about the New Jersey life growing up as a kid, man. What's that like?
Well, I grew up on a farm that was sort of like outside of any town. It was just a really big farm. I was an only child. Right. So I literally just grew up like in the woods with the trees and animals as my friends. You know, I was one of those. And I started going to school pretty early to this place called the Happy School. And my parents both worked as judges. And so I would spend pretty much like all day at school and then come home and hang out at this farm. So that was my experience until I started going to school in Princeton at Princeton Day School. And that's the school I went to from kindergarten through 12th grade. And Princeton had an amazing scene where you could see shows in like basements, backyards, and
that's
like
cool.
VFW halls, and there was this incredible record store there called the Princeton Record Exchange, and that's where my friends and I would go after school, and the staff, you know, noticed these like punk kids hanging out,
right?
And they would recommend really awesome albums. So that's how I found out about, you know, a lot of just the great music back in the day. We were also lucky enough to have 120 minutes on MTV back then.
Oh,
Matt Pinfield.
Yes.
And so there was just a lot of good music happening, but thankfully in New Jersey there was just an incredible scene. And you know years later, not too many years later, but a bunch of bands started to come out of New Jersey. My Chemical Romance and Thursday and Saves the Day, and a lot of bands from New York and Long Island.
Right. There's something in the water, man. There must be something in the water.
Yeah, there really is. A friend of mine from Dillinger Escape Plan, Ben from Dillinger, in an interview years ago, when he was asked, why are there all these cool bands from New Jersey? He said, it's because we all had to deal with jug handles. I don't know if you don't know what that is. It's in New Jersey. You can't make a left turn if you're on any highway.
Right.
You have to exit to the right and then make a left turn onto the intersecting road and then face the road you're about to cross. And I thought that was just so funny, just the frustration of jug handles. So that, but I put a line on our new album about, I say, what's a jug handle? Keep getting turned around.
I was just going to bring up the new, tell me about the new album and the process there, man. So what are we looking to see? What thinking went behind the writing of the music of the new album?
So the songs were all coming out, through the muse, through the inspiration, as retrospective about being in a band. So it wound up being an album about life on the road and just this incredible journey, you know, starting so young,
right.
And then getting to live this dream life. And the first half of the record is basically about like the inception of Saves the Day. The first song on the record is called Saves the Day. It's sort of like a mission statement or a theme song.
Right.
And then I basically tell the story of how the band got together and then our sort of rise. And then, you know, all the things that you learn along the way. And then the second half of the album, if you're listening on vinyl and you flip it over to side B, is all one long song. It's 21 and a half minutes long. It's a song called 29. And that song it tells the story of my entire life through my relationship to music. My very first memory was my heartbeat in my temple against my pillow as I was laying in bed when I was a very little kid trying to fall asleep. I heard my temple beat like a drum. And I was just sort of mesmerized by it. And then, you hear the birds singing outside your window. And then my dad says one of the first words I ever said was radio. So anyway, I was very captivated by music from a very early age. And I took 21 and a half minutes to basically tell my entire life story through my love of music.
I love that. Side two is like an opera. It's going to, when I listen to it, it's going to sound like an opera of this guy's life.
Yeah, for sure. It feels really cinematic.
Right.
And it was a ton of fun to work on it. I did one song on a couple records ago that was about 11 minutes long, a song called Daybreak.
Right.
And it was really fun, and it sort of sprung to life out of my love of Bohemian Rhapsody and the second half of Abbey Road. I love those pieces of music where it's a little bit like classical music where there's sweets and movement.
All right, Chris. Now you and I have gotten simpatico here because you brought up my absolute favorite piece of music of all time. I have long made the claim that side two of Abbey Road was singularly the greatest piece of music ever created, more than Bach, Beethoven, and more than anything.
I fully agree, and it's been my favorite piece of music for so long now. I could listen to that every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I love the fact that it's 17 minutes or more of uninterrupted music.
Right.
And I love that they were inspired by Brian Wilson doing Smile, the album that he never finished.
Right.
I think they finished it a few years ago with a new team of musicians, but Paul McCartney thought it was just such a cool idea. It was sort of a stream of music, this river of music that was uninterrupted.
Right.
But the Beatles actually finished their piece, and I just love it when it gets to that part of Abbey Road. Abbey Road is my favorite album, and that's my favorite piece of recorded music as well.
We can sit and talk for hours about it, but I do want to mention that the fact that you mentioned that you referenced that in side two of your album, I'm all over it today. And I hope our listeners are as well. So where can we find your album? Where online can we find your album?
So that'll be on Spotify and iTunes, as well as anywhere you can stream music. And I'm sure you could find links to it on SavesTheDay.com and the Saves the Day Facebook.
Okay.
It should be everywhere that you can, wherever you can click on that.
All right, I got to tell you, dude, and I'm not blowing smoke in your face. I would never do that to an artist, but just about everything you've done to me, man, has worked the right way. When you formed Two Tongues and you did everything about what you've been doing is right so far, and that includes
thank you,
brother, and that includes being in Chain Fest, which happens Saturday, May 23rd.
So
Yeah, buddy.
It'd be amazing.
I can't wait. I literally, we were talking about it here in the lobby yesterday. We cannot wait for Chain Fest.
That's going to be an amazing day.
If our listeners are interested, Saturday, May 23rd at the Five Point Amphitheater, not just Chris Conley and Saves the Day, but it's a bunch of great bands as well. Jimmy Eat World, Taking Back Sunday, Amberlin, Cartel, and 50 cents of each ticket is going to Living the Dream, and that's the nonprofit that helps kids with life-threatening illnesses. And man, Chris, I can't tell you how much I thank you for doing that as part of the concert as well. So thank you, man.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Anything to help, you know. We're all living in this world together. We got to pull each other up.
Right on, dude. It was a pleasure speaking with you today. I look forward to seeing you on May 23rd.
Let's kick off the summer. It's going to be great.
Yeah, let's do it. And when you're here, when you're in Southern California and in Orange County specifically, come on by the studio, man. Let's sit and chat for a while.
Okay. That would be awesome. I'd love to. Well, we'll see you then.
All right. Chris Conley Saves the Day. Thanks very much, man.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
All right. You too.